no fail mission of equal opportunity. It's about the person, period. The civil rights movement continued more and more as people began to question Jim Crow laws and unequal treatment of African American citizens. The 1964 Civil Rights Act authorized the federal government finally to enforce desegregation of public accommodations and outlaw discrimination in public facilities. It is shocking it took till 1964. Shocking. And in the same year, as Master Sergeant Guzman said, he received the Nobel Peace Prize and continued his fight for civil rights until his assassination 4 years later on August 4th, 1968. Today his legacy lives on, inspiring men and women of all races to seek equality, tolerance, and justice. And he embodied the four qualities of leadership that I talk about on that RAIL acronym. And this is where, oh no, it's gonna get interactive a little bit. Reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead boldly and courageously, and expect the greater reward. So let me ask you, how did Martin Luther King Jr. reject passivity? Throw out some things.
Went to jail standing up for people.
Yeah. He did stuff that no one would, that we struggle to imagine today to do. What else? How did he reject passivity?
He was actively involved. It wasn't something where he just speech or he created writings about. He literally was out there at every single one of the events.
Yeah. He could have sat on his couch and mobilized leaders to go out there on his behalf and delegated that stuff. Instead, did it himself. How about A, accept responsibility? How do you do that? Yeah, not just him, but all of them. All of them. And it's not about, a lot of people think accepting responsibility is like, oh, I screwed up, I'm sorry. That's not accepting responsibility. It's before, to be like, I am responsible for everything this place does or fails to do. And he did that. Like, I'm gonna change the world and accept responsibility for my lot in life. All right, how about the L, lead boldly and courageously. How do you do that?
I bet he knew that, or had death threats, and he continued to do it, despite the fact that ultimately he was alive.
Oh my gosh, the threats against him were enormous. Like, it would cause many of us not to be able to function the way they were heaped upon him. And his life, and more importantly to him, I'm putting words in his mouth, his family's life, was at risk. Like, you're putting your kids at risk on this. It's not just you. And that's kind of the hardest part about all these positions. It's not just about you, it's about your family. You're putting them right in harm's way. All right, and E, expect the greater reward. How do you do that? This is way more fun being interactive. Did he know that it was going to work out right? No. It hadn't worked for 100 years. So the Civil War, 1864, now we're talking 1964. It's 100 years since the Civil Rights Movement. And he's like, hey, I'm going to make a change. And I'm going to expect that it's going to create good progress in our nation. And I'll tell you, that's what we have to do every day. We have to do those four things, just like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reject passivity and take action when action is due. Put boots on the ground and engage people. A, accept responsibility, not for ourselves, but for the people that we work for and with and our families. L, lead boldly and courageously and move forward in our goals and objectives. And E, expect a greater reward and go out there and make sure that whatever, like, people ask me all the time, like, how did you know that was a good decision? I don't. Like, I have no idea. You are walking by faith every step of the way. And it's so important to embody those traits. So as he once said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? In honor of his legacy and service, his birthday is marked by individuals across the nation and community service projects. And as America's Army, we all need to commemorate our service to others. So I